And everybody is looking to help in some way with the flood crisis here on the Mid-North Coast. And you get disheartened sometimes. You hear the stories, whether it's on Ray's show or A Current Affair, about, you know, some charities that you donate to and very little of your hard-earned actually reaching the intended person. GIVIT, G-I-V-I-T, is the chosen charity of choice for the New South Wales and also the Queensland State Government. It's a really interesting concept. How does it work? Well, we've got Scott from GIVIT to explain the process. It's really clever. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Tony.
Yeah, tell us about GIVIT, the whole concept, because it is such a great idea.
Mate, the broader concept is we work with the local charities on the ground. We see in these sort of events, people, as you say, people want to help, but they don't necessarily know what to give or the best way to give it. So we rely on the local charities that have boots on the ground. You know, they're the ones tapped into those communities. They make requests through our website, and then we look to source those items that they're requesting. Now, that can be through people donating the physical goods or cash that goes directly to that item. And the big thing that one of the key things we're proud of about that cash is if someone donates $50 towards a grocery voucher, we spend that $50 towards that grocery voucher.
Isn't that great? Yeah, look, as I said, a lot of people, you get cynical in the world today. This is great because you're actually matching people. And if people want to have a look, they can go to the website and think, oh, well, I've got one of those. Maybe I could help that person out. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's the other aspect of it, Strawny. We see a lot of times in these scenarios, people wanting to help, so they send stuff up into these areas. And I've got to tell you, having been through a couple of disasters, that becomes a massive headache. People have got to store and sort those items. They sit in a shed and might get full of mice before they're ready actually to go out. And they're often the things that people don't want, you know, whether they're the family ties DVDs collection or something like that. That's actually not that useful to people going through these events. So we rely on those charities to make the requests for the items they actually need. If people want to donate physical items, and we do get some great donations, particularly from corporates and people that do food drives or furniture drives, we say put them into our virtual warehouse. That means people in that local area, the affected area, don't have to deal with these items, store these items. It takes up a storage shed somewhere. It takes up a lot of resources of people sorting and transporting these things. They put them in our virtual warehouse. That means when a charity needs those items, they can go in and reserve them, and we match them up, and then we get those items to the people that need them. So people are getting actually what they need and when they need it. And as once again, because of our partnership with the New South Wales Government, it means we can do that free of charge. And it also means that when someone donates to us, 100% of what they donate for relief goes to relief.
It's a great concept. Scott, thanks very much for joining us. I think people just need a bit of confidence about what they're getting involved with. And it is confusing about trying to help and knowing the best way to go around it so you know that you're getting a result or bang for your buck. Thanks for joining us, Scott. We'll whack the interview up on the Triple M Facebook site and on our website as well. And if you'd like to know more, it's G-I-V-I-T, G-I-V-I-T, give it. It's a really great concept. Thanks for joining us and thanks for helping us out on the Mid-North Coast, Scott.
Thanks very much.
Astronomy!
Bob and Weave.